welcome back to it. Monday here, Michigan, like so many other states, have legalized recreational marijuana. Shops opened up on the 1st of December, and it's moving forward. But this odd little side note going on about a labor peace agreement. What does that mean? Well, I want to sort that out from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief with Rich Studley. Now, Rich, welcome back. Rich is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber. How are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. Good news for your listeners. Their life, liberty, and property is safe. The legislature is no longer in session.
That is good news. We can all take a break for Christmas, thankfully. Merry Christmas to you. What is this labor peace agreement? I mean, peace and love is, you know, it's part of the marijuana industry, right? I should be peace and love, everybody. But the labor peace agreement, there's a deal being pushed out there that would require them to sign labor peace agreements, which would open the door to swift and certain unionization. Tell me what's going on here, please.
Well, Steve, last week, as a result of efforts by State Senator Eric Nesbitt, the chairman of the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee, we learned that behind the scenes, there's an effort on the part of a state agency, the Marijuana Regulatory Agency, to require forced unionization of companies that grow or distribute or sell marijuana under the guise of a so-called labor peace agreement. The director even went on to try to claim with a straight face that the so-called labor peace agreements are really all about just ensuring stability in this fledgling industry. Kind of like when in The Godfather, Don Corleone said, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
So hold
it's
on.
A state agency saying you have to accept a union to get a business license.
Well, clearly that would be in violation, I would think, of several different statutes. How can you force an industry into mandatory unionization? Is that even legal?
We believe at the Michigan Chamber it's not legal. And at first it almost seems just funny or peculiar. But this appears to be part of a growing trend on the part of Attorney General Dana Nessel and Governor Whitmer's administration to either ignore laws they don't like or to create new laws out of thin air. Michigan is a right-to-work state. At the Michigan Chamber, we strongly believe that no Michigander should be forced to join a union to get or keep a job, and that's state law. There is no statutory basis for this requirement that an employer agree to be unionized to get a state business license, and the real danger here is the precedent. The agency, the department that is making this effort, regulates tens of thousands of businesses and professions. If this proposed rule is allowed to stand, will you have to agree to be unionized to run a grocery store? They're regulated by state government.
Sure.
Will you have to agree to join the Teamsters to get a commercial driver's license? It's just really an incredible kickback and payoff to the unions from the Whitmer administration.
Interesting. This administrative rule, by the way, will be subject to a public hearing sometime in the next month and a half, I understand. That will come before the Marijuana Regulatory Agency, and then they'll decide whether they're going to promulgate the rule or not. I mean, so the agency can decide whether or not they're going to do this. Of course, the pushback from the Michigan Chamber, the Great Lakes Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, I didn't know there was such a thing, Cannabis Manufacturers Association and the Cannabis Industry Association, all here in Michigan. But this pushback against right to work, this is just another clever way to try to get back at right to work from what I'm seeing and hearing. But that pushback is being levied by those on the left all over the country, is it not?
There is some irony here that many in the Democratic Party have been and others as well, very supportive of legalizing marijuana. The voters have spoken. This is an attempt to hijack a fledgling industry before it can get off the ground, and that's bad enough. And that's why we're standing with this new industry to prevent this type of really outrageous regulatory overreach. It's racketeering. If this rule is allowed to stand, they should change the name of the department from Licensing and Regulation to Labor and Racketeering.
Yeah, so according to some, they say, you know, labor unions should be optional, as they always have been. Making them mandatory is where the rub is. And I guess my question to you, Rich Studley here, the CEO and president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, when it comes to a mandatory unionization, what is the recourse? Straight to court? I mean, what will these organizations do? What will these manufacturers do?
At the Michigan Chamber, we have members that are union as well as non-union. We think it's a choice for employees and employers. The message to the bureaucracy that Senator Nesbitt was trying to send is you can't manufacture statutes out of whole cloth. And if you're going to act without proper legislative authority, there will be penalties. So I think we're looking at very serious consequences for the Marijuana Regulatory Agency if they go forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we'll go to court if we have to. But the legislature has tremendous oversight over these regulatory agencies. And if they're going to just run rogue and be involved in what amounts to labor racketeering, we see no reason why they should continue to be funded with state tax dollars.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. And these regulations are, we have enough, I think, overall when it comes to business. We are overregulated, I think it's fair to say, in my estimation. So 4 to 6 weeks, and then we'll find out and give you the last word.
Well, we'll see if the Godfather was right, if the state government's going to make an offer that they can refuse, or if the industry and business community will be successful in working with Senator Nesbitt to put a halt to this abuse. We're going to fight hard on this one.
We gave him an offer that he can't refuse.
It was some of the most disingenuous and deceitful legislation we've seen testimony we've seen any state official give in a long, long time.
Rich Studley, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, here on Mondays. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great week.
It's the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, every Monday. We'll be right back.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.